Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting from verse 5, where Paul says to Timothy, "I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louise and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God." So verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Somebody asked me a question recently, and I would like to answer that question on the air. And the question is this: is the spirit of fear a demonic spirit, or is it a human emotion? And it's a very important question, because how you understand fear determines how you try to overcome it. For example, if you think fear is a demonic spirit, then you're going to be binding and loosing and rebuking and casting out until thy kingdom come. But if fear is a human emotion, then the strategy that you use, the weapons of your warfare that you use to overcome fear, is different. So it's very important that we understand what it is. And by the way, if you have Bible questions that you would like to ask, go to our website, BibleIssues.org, and we guarantee biblical answers. Emphasis on the word biblical answers. Alright, so to me, when I read this particular portion of scripture that uses the word spirit of fear, when I read the context, to me, it is crystal clear that fear is a human emotion. That spirit of fear is not talking about a demonic spirit of fear, but rather a condition where your human spirit is fearful. So because your human spirit is fearful, you have the spirit of fear. Look at the context. If Timothy had a demonic spirit of fear, you would expect at some point that the Apostle Paul would rebuke that spirit of fear. You would expect Paul to at least give Timothy instructions how to overcome that demonic spirit of fear, but that's not what happened. When we read the scripture, this was the approach that Paul used to help Timothy overcome fear. He recognized that Timothy was fearful, and that fear or timidity was manifesting itself in Timothy being ashamed of his testimony. And he did not want to suffer for the sake of the gospel. He wanted to play it safe. He didn't want to trouble the waters. He didn't want to be criticized and persecuted. So Paul wrote him, and he did not rebuke the spirit of fear, but instead he said, "Hey, Timothy, you are a child of God. I know your grandmother Louise. She was a genuine Christian. She was saved. She had genuine faith. And your mother Eunice, she was also genuinely in Christ. You came from a rich Christian heritage, Timothy. God's calling is on you. Remember when I laid hands on you and people prophesied and the gift of God was imparted to you. God has a calling on your life, Timothy. Do not be ashamed, but embrace the sufferings that come from the gospel." That was how Paul helped Timothy to overcome that spirit of fear. If fear was a demonic spirit, that makes no sense, because if somebody has a demon, you don't encourage the person. You cannot encourage somebody who is demon-possessed. You have to cast the demon out. You have to take authority over that demon. But Paul was encouraging Timothy, and the reason for that is obvious. Timothy did not have a demonic spirit of fear, but rather his human spirit was fearful. He had a human spirit that was characterized by fear. The same thing is true with the spirit of heaviness. There are many people who read Isaiah chapter 61, where it says, I will give you the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And because they see the word spirit, they assume it's a demon. So you will go to church, and when the worship is not going the way the worship leader wants it to go, he will start to bind the spirit of heaviness over people's lives, because he thinks the spirit of heaviness is a demonic spirit who will cause people to not praise God. And it's understandable why people think that, because they read the Bible through a certain lens. The truth is, heaviness is just a word, an old King James English word, that means sorrow or sadness. That's all heaviness means. It doesn't have anything to do with demonic hindrances to worship. Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says in Matthew 26, that he began to feel heavy. Jesus, at that moment, had a spirit of heaviness because his spirit was sad. His countenance was sad. That's what it meant. He had a spirit of heaviness. And the context of Isaiah 61 says that Israel will be persecuted. They will go through many trials. But at the end of it, Jesus Christ will return and he will set up his kingdom. He will deliver them from all their enemies and he will take away their sadness, their spirit of heaviness, and he will give them the garments of praise. That's it. That's what that scripture means. But the reason why many of us tend to think every time we see the word spirit of heaviness, it has to be a demonic spirit. Spirit of fear, it has to be a demonic spirit of fear. The reason we do that is because we are conditioned to think a certain way. We have a lens, and that lens is because of what we've heard, how we've been brought up, what we've been taught in our churches and on TV. We are part of a movement that makes the devil bigger than he really is. Many of us believe in what I call a big devil theology. We attribute everything to the devil. We blame the devil for things that he's not even responsible for. If your back hurts, we bind the spirit of back pain. And back pain is simply because your posture is bad. Your car not working, you bind the spirit that is hindering your car from working. The real reason your car isn't working is because you didn't change the oil in over 6 months. Change the oil and the car will work. It is purely a natural or physical problem. But we attribute everything to demons. Now, yes, some problems are caused by demons. But true spiritual warfare involves identifying what you're dealing with. And when we're dealing with fear is not a demonic spirit. We are just conditioned to think that way. Fear is a human emotion, and there is a natural physical reason why people fear. Many times, because we think fear is a demonic spirit, we go by some minister who claims to be anointed or who we think is anointed. And what these people do, they teach a doctrine that makes the devil bigger than he really is. So essentially, they are magnifying the devil. Then they pull him down with their prayers, and then they try to convince people that they're really anointed. And people think they're really anointed. They're magnifying the devil just to pull him back down. I have a suggestion. How about if you don't magnify the devil in the first place? How about if you magnify God instead? How about you let God arise, and when God arrives, the enemies will scatter? Stop attributing everything that happens to the devil, because you're essentially giving the devil glory for everything that happens, for every bad thing that happens. And I'll tell you this, is a sermon by itself, but many bad things happen because God wants it to happen. All right, but we will talk about that in another time. Fear is a human emotion. Now let me give you an example. Let's suppose you have a fear of the future, meaning that you're afraid you might lose your job. Every time rain falls, you're afraid that flood will come and take you over, or you're afraid that an earthquake will mash up your house. You have a fear of the future because you don't know what the future holds, the fear of the unknown, of the uncertainty. You might think that's a demonic spirit of fear. Then you go about binding the devil, binding the spirit of fear, rebuking everything that moves. And the devil just looking at you and scratching his head because he don't know what you're doing. But if you understand why people are afraid of the future. The real reason, there's a deeper reason why people are afraid of the future. It's because they are holding on to material things. It's because they are a little too attached to the things of this world. And because of that, they have too much to lose. That is the reason why people are afraid of the future. That is the deep cause of it. You see, it's not demonic, it's fleshly. And the solution to it is not casting out a demon or binding a demon. The solution to it is going back to basics. You must die daily. You must deny yourself, take up your cross and follow. You must die to self. You must crucify the flesh. That is the key. And once you set your affections on things that are above, and you release your affections for the things of this world, the fear of the future goes away. In Acts chapter 20, Paul was about to go to Ephesus to preach the gospel, and the elders were saying, "Don't go there, Paul. The people there will kill you. Somebody just got a revelation that when you go there, they will put you in jail and they will beat you." And Paul is saying, "What are you trying to frighten me for? I'm not afraid to even die for the gospel." He had no fear of the future, none, because he was not at all attached to the things of this world, not even his own life. Paul was ready to die for the gospel at any minute. And the reason Timothy was fearful is because he was afraid of persecutions. He was afraid of suffering for the sake of the gospel. So because of that, he played it safe. He was timid. And Paul was telling him, "No, Timothy, go back to basics. Deny yourself. Give up all of these things. Give up your pride. Give up this tendency to play it safe. And just give it all for the gospel. Lay yourself on the line." And that was the solution to Timothy overcoming his spirit of fear. In our book, Small Devil, Big God, we interviewed somebody called Madison. And Madison is not her real name, but we changed the names in the books to protect people's privacy. Madison is a lawyer who, in the early stages of her career, she was timid. She was afraid of public speaking. So imagine a lawyer who doesn't want to speak in public. That person is not going places, right? So Madison realized that she had to overcome that fear. So she used the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and she was gradually able to overcome that fear to the point where she has changed her complete personality. She has been transformed from an introvert to an extrovert, and her career has just taken off. And we shared how Madison used the Word of God to overcome that stronghold of fear. And the key, first of all, was realizing fear was not a demon spirit. Fear was a human emotion. It was a stronghold. It was a work of the flesh. And once she understood that, she was able to overcome that fear and break free and completely transform her life. If you're looking for a really good Christmas gift this year, I recommend our book, Small Devil, Big God. Let me read what two people on Amazon had to say about Small Devil, Big God. "This book has completely changed my life. Things I thought were biblical for many years aren't even scriptural. I'm more empowered and free now than I've ever been." Another person says, "I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read each word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off of me. The funny thing is, I didn't even know I was in bondage. I just thought I didn't have enough anointing, authority, or power to defeat the devil in my life. I tried every formula preached to try to get victory over various trials. Nothing worked. Now I must begin a new walk with God. I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian." If you live in Trinidad and you would like to get a copy from us personally, an autographed copy, the cost is 100 TT, and you could call us at 343-5014. It will also be a really good Christmas gift this year. Small Devil, Big God, call us at 343-5014. God bless you.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.